Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harrison here from Talkers Magazine to review the charts for the week of September 5th to the 9th, 2011. Does that sound better than 2011 or 2011? 2011, I kind of like that.
Yeah, 2011 is the way it should be. Otherwise, it would be 1,990. You know, then I think it was Kubrick that started the 2000 thing. He called, you know, the movie
with Hal
20 a space odyssey.
Odyssey, right? Exactly.
I always want to say oddity because I think of the David Bowie song.
Mm-hmm. Who's very odd? Yes.
Can you believe that movie was made in the 60s?
Wow.
But yeah, it's 2011.
Here we are, and the weekend of September 11th is upon us, and that certainly plays into conversation here. Let's get the list, the stories, the topics, and the people that folks are talking about according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I used folks twice there? I think I did.
We're very folksy.
You are.
The anniversary of 9/11 is going to be something that's going to change the nature of talk radio. It's going to be the biggest thing over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And this survey that I'm citing has been the week leading up to it, in which it's part of the survey. But I want to mention at the end, let's talk about 9/11's anniversary for a bit. But here's the way it has been this past week. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and that tragic Russian plane crash that wiped out a hockey team. At number 9, the National Football League season opened up. At number 8, Iran nukes. At number 7, Libya's instability, tied with all sorts of Middle East tensions. At number 6, the prelude to the 10th anniversary of 9/11 and U.S. terror threats. At number 5, we have the European economic turmoil that's happening. At number 4, we're still talking about severe weather and the aftermath of a lot of things that have created financial implications. Speaking of financial, everything is financial nowadays. Number 3, financial markets activity. Number 2, we had that GOP debate, and that's tied with a broader discussion of the 2012 presidential race. And at number 1, we had the Obama jobs speech, and those were the topics. The most talked about people, at number 10, Muammar Gaddafi, Nancy Pelosi at 9, John Boehner at 8. Number 7, good old Sarah Palin. Number 6, Dick Cheney. He's everywhere on talk radio. He's just making the rounds, promoting his book, and everybody gets all excited meeting him. At number 5, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, Herman Cain, and John Huntsman. Those are the horses running at the back of the track. At number 4, the interesting horse that's sort of in the middle, Michelle Bachmann. At number 3, we got our top horses at 3 and 2. We have Rick Perry at 3 and Mitt Romney at number 2. And at number 1, the horse they all want to overtake, Barack Obama. And there you got it. That's a capsule of what happened this past week.
I never thought I would say that if preferences be what they have to be, because it sounds silly, and that's what so much of this on talk radio, the political talk radio stations, they're all like the election was tomorrow. We beat this dead horse worse and worse all the time, but it is what people are talking about, and you're reporting on it. We don't change what's there. We just tell you what the story is. So looking at all this attention on the debates and the presidential race well over a year away, I'm looking and wishing that Ron Paul would run with Herman Cain. For me, that's an ideal ticket. Is the reality going to be that? Who knows? The stranger things have happened. But Mitt Romney, in my mind, who was the governor of the state where you and I both live some of the time, I've never been a Mitt Romney fan, but when I look at him...
when you look at the comparison,
oh my God,
he's suddenly looking like
he looks like FDR,
Abraham Lincoln.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. or like everybody wants to be Ronald Reagan. Anyway, does he? You think if the election were today, that's what everybody wants to say. If the election were today, who would you vote for, and could he beat Barack Obama? I think my dog Charlotte could beat Barack Obama.
Yeah, I think Romney could beat Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I think that right now the only one who could beat, and this is not an endorsement.
No.
I don't endorse, and I don't like any of them. I don't like any of them either.
But
I find not liking politicians to be a prerequisite to being a true journalist. And not that I'm a true journalist, but I have that much journalism in me. And I think, though, that if the election were tomorrow, the only Republican that could be Barack Obama is Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And there are a whole bunch of reasons for that. But let me just say one thing about Romney. I'm not a fan of Romney. I find Romney to be kind of a superficial political animal.
Yeah, take a look at him.
However, and when you see him on TV, I'm always rolling my eyes and going, ugh.
Yeah.
However, at the last election cycle, when we were up in New Hampshire covering the night before the
primary, yeah.
We hung around with Mitt Romney a little bit.
Yeah.
What a nice guy he is in person.
He actually is a nice guy. I was on a plane sitting next to him coming back from Cleveland a year or so ago. He was in back in coach, and we were having a conversation. And I was letting other people participate because I didn't want to. I didn't want to talk much about who I was or what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking about the economy, and he obviously knew what he was talking about. And we all are clamoring from somebody. For someone who has a business background, the thing that bothers me about him, but these slimewads are all doing it some way or another because of the way the Supreme Court and the system is rigged. Supreme Court, with their ruling that, you know, pretty much anybody could give whatever they wanted to. Mitt Romney, through three or four of his friends, the friends set up corporations in Massachusetts, New York, and Utah in July. One day they're open for business. Next day, they write a check to the Romney campaign for $1 million. Third day, they're closed.
Mm.
That kind of stuff really, really bugs me. But the more you look at Rick Perry, he's done stuff that's a lot dirtier than that. And frankly, I look at the rest of them, and I don't see them doing any of that sort of thing. But, you know, who knows? That's the sad thing, Michael.
No, you know, it is sad. It is sad. And I think the American people are going to have to look inward at themselves and work hard and change their priorities and their values so that that is reflected in a change of government, you know, accountability.
Right. He's just another Slick Willie from the other side of the tracks. But Slick Willie turned out to be pretty good president, actually. So maybe that's, you know, what we heard from the days of Nixon. You know, you can't be a good guy and be a good president. You got to be a tough, nasty nut to make it all work.
Yeah,
so.
And the only reason presidents always seem good in retrospect is because things keep getting worse.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, we never thought George Bush would be followed by somebody who was worse than him, and look at what we got.
You know, and what we got is the result of George Bush. You see, what happens is that the pendulum overreacts, his knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah.
You go from one extreme to the other to the other. And the big problem is that cooperative, moderate, pragmatic, reasonable thinking has been out of style for the last.
Well, people don't understand the system, and that they have to vote in a primary. They let the lunatic fringe of either party show up. 20% of the registered voters show up to vote on the day when they choose the real candidates, and they all think they've done their job if they vote in the final election. That's ridiculous. You got to vote in the primary in order to make this all work, frankly.
Clearly, the primary is extremely important, and people that sit out the primary, as you just said it beautifully.
Yeah.
If you sit out the primary and think that, you know, all that matters is the general election, you miss the point.
You missed the civics, which, by the way, has been canceled by the government because they don't have any money for it. That tells you something as well.
That's scary.
All right. We have the anniversary of September 11th. This week, number 6, probably number 1 next week on the countdown, depending on whatever else happens between now and then. So we've got a few minutes. You and I have been very close broadcasting-wise and otherwise to that location. It's kind of an eerie thing to think about how many times we sat in that hotel looking down on Ground Zero and then looking at that building that they've got up to 80 stories now. It's being rebuilt. What do you think the approach is going to be? You know, I'm doing a special thing this weekend looking ahead. A lot of broadcasters, a lot of talk programs, as you said this weekend, are going to be focused on this. How so?
Well, I mean, they're going live. A Sunday is a Monday or a Tuesday. Usually weekends are a throwaway on talk radio or a place where there's pre-recorded programs.
Right.
They're doing some of the biggest specials and some of the biggest live broadcasts this Sunday, so which I like to see. The weekend is going to be live and very, very dynamic this weekend as we speak. And that's a good thing. And there'll be an aftermath of it, although quite often in today's media, after you do something big, you don't talk about it again. So we may not have 9/11 stuff for a while next week. So I don't know if it's going to be number one. If the weekend were surveyed alone, it would be the biggest number one we've ever
had.
On Talkers Magazine's website, we use the photo of the Freedom Tower to depict 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
As the editor of Talkers Magazine, I am looking at the pictures, and the artists are coming to me, and it's the burning towers, and it's the crumbling. I said, no, let's not do that. Everybody's doing that.
Everybody does it. Right.
We put the picture of the Freedom Tower, and that, I think, depicts what at least the smart people are doing. You are at the front of that movement, and that is talking about forward. Of course, not throwing out the history,
no,
but using the history as a prelude to talking about where we go from here, as opposed to the sensationalism of repeating those images, both verbally and graphically, over and over again.
Right. It doesn't bring us anywhere. It just upsets people. I'm just looking at today's, as you've suggested, the Talkers online version, talkers.com. That building is a very interesting play. Have you been up close to it?
Yeah, I have. As a matter of fact, I took those pictures.
You take those pictures, did you?
And, did it on an iPhone. The interesting thing is that I'm so used to the big hole in the ground over the last 10 years that when I, on a recent trip to that part of New York City, I was shocked. Oh, my gosh, there's a building there and a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's high enough to see it. And, of course, it's not finished. It's going to be gigantic.
Yep.
But the hole is gone.
Yeah.
It's 10 years later, and they've been building this thing for a couple of years. It has changed.
It really has.
Yeah.
And it's imagination. So if you want to check it out, you can go to the Talkers website, talkers.com, in which there are there's bits and pieces of information. If you want to know what's going on, Michael has suggested this weekend's going to be a busy weekend. I don't usually talk about syndicated hosts here, but because Sean Hannity started his program the day before the event, his national program, it's kind of interesting to read what he tells you in Talkers Magazine about what has happened for him anyway. It really got him started a lot faster than he might.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, he started a syndicated program.
Talking about being at the right time, the right place at the right time, or wrong time.
Well, I mean, he certainly wrapped himself into it and has done so effectively. Look at Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani's whole career changed with 9/11.
Right.
And a case could be made that if it weren't for 9/11, Michael Bloomberg never would have been mayor of New York.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it might be that if Giuliani thinks the Republican field is lackluster, he'll jump in. And he might have a time this time where he hasn't before at getting some real serious attention.
He might.
Yeah.
And then again, one of these people running right now will emerge and become the man or the woman. That's the way it happened. That's what they said back when Clinton was running. They called them the seven dwarfs.
Yeah.
Some dwarf Clinton, huh?
Right. Yeah. One of the most important political figures, certainly in the last century, if not in the history of our country, and you can argue in the history of the world.
Well, the point being that you become the man when you become the man,
or
woman,
yeah.
and that's the irony of it all.
Yeah.
When you become Harry Truman was looked at. What? Who is he?
Harry Truman.
People freaked,
especially
in the shadow of a giant like FDR, and yet look at the history of Harry Truman.
Yeah.
So that whole thing about these guys are not up to it, somebody else could come in and take over, doesn't work that way. One of these people might be president of the United States, and if they are, Michelle Bachmann could be an American Margaret Thatcher.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll talk about, remember when people didn't take her seriously? Look,
right.
She's one of the greatest women of all time. Anything can happen.
That's right. You never can tell where the ball is going to bounce.
Right.
Yep. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Texas Governor Rick Perry has surged past Mitt Romney in some polls, but inflammatory statements in his book fed up our fight to save America from Washington to come back to haunt him, like saying global warming is a, quote, contrived phony mess that senators should be, and that senators should be chosen by legislators, not by voters. You guys have other things that he
says. He says the federal income tax was, quote, the great milestone on the road to serfdom. Boy Scouts are a radical homosexual movement. He's compared gays and lesbians to alcoholics who choose to drink. He says Social Security is a failure enacted during a power grab called the New Deal. And then what you said is that senators should be chosen by legislature.
All right, that's the ladies on The View talking about Rick Perry's extreme statements. The only thing he said in there that was worth discussing and is probably right is the way the income tax works. Other than that, it's kind of hooey hooey. 800-510-8255, the discussion on the countdown, focusing on this. This is the first really instructive debate. At least I thought that was the case. How about you? 800-510-8255. Ron Paul on the focus now as Brian Williams talks to him about where he draws the line on government in or out of our lives.
You're known as the absolutist in the bunch, someone who has consistently opposed federal government from having any role, and I think by your definition that isn't explicitly laid out in the Constitution. So this makes people curious. Is there a line with you? Where do you draw it? Does this include things like making cars safe, making medicine safe, air traffic control, controlling the jets above our heads?
Well, I think in theory, if you understood the free market and a free society, you don't need government to do that. And we live in a society where we have been adapted to this, and you can't just drop it all at once, but you can transition away from it. On regulations, no, I don't believe in any of these federal regulations, but that doesn't mean I don't believe in regulations. The regulation of the marketplace takes care of it. Just think if we had the regulations on the market that dealt with the bankruptcies, then it had to go bankrupt. We wouldn't have been able to bail out the big banks and the big corporations and dump on the poor people. Well, so the market would dictate it. You can't commit fraud. If you need detailed regulations, you can do it at the state level, but the federal government is not authorized to nitpick every little transaction. The way they use the interstate commerce clause is outrageous as far as I'm concerned.
Well, 30 seconds more for devil's advocate here, because would you then put it on the drug companies to say, no, we're bringing this to market. Trust us. It's a fantastic drug. All the pilots in the sky to add to their responsibilities their own air traffic control in an organic way.
What I said is theoretically you could, it could be privatized, but who ends up doing the regulations on the drugs? They do as much harm as good. They don't take good care of us. Who gets to write the regulations? The bureaucrats write the regulations, but who writes the laws? The lobbyists have control. So the lobbyists from the drug industry has control of writing the regulations, so you turn it over to the bureaucracy, but you would have private institutions that could become credible. And I mean, do we need the federal government to tell us whether we buy a safe car? I say the consumers of America are smart enough to decide what kind of car they can buy and whether it's safe or not, and they don't need federal government hounding them and putting so much regulations on that our car industry has gone overseas.
Hear, hear. Roy in Rupert, Georgia, what do you think of Ron Paul?
Doug, I wanted to kind of turn it around. I'm 81. I'm a long, long time talk show host listener, and I wanted to kind of get your sense of Ron Paul.
I've said this many times, and I'll say it again, listening to all this stuff from last night. Herman Cain and Ron Paul make the most sense, have the most desirability in terms of actually functioning and fighting what we have now before us, an unbelievable mess. So Ron Paul would be a great president. Herman Cain would be a really good vice president. That's the answer to your question, sir. Thanks for the call. 28 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be? your good friends lock you out.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, heard coast to coast on great radio stations like KNTR in Lake Havasu City, the Kingman area of Arizona, KBLL in Helena, Montana, and KRMR-FM in Hayes, Kansas. Now let's continue on with the countdown with a focus on the poll at DougStephan.com, which asks you who you thought won the debate. A. Rick Perry, B. Mitt Romney, C. Ron Paul, D. Michelle Bachmann, E. Herman Cain, F. Rick Santorum, G. John Huntsman, H. Newt Gingrich, I. What debate? The discussion was led, or debate questions were asked by Brian Williams of NBC News. We've heard from a number of the candidates, but here's Newt Gingrich, sort of last in the focus of the excerpts that we have from the debate. Brian Williams asking Gingrich about Rick Perry's understanding of the economy from his perspective, that is Gingrich's perspective.
Mr. Speaker, as you remember, you wrote the foreword to Rick Perry's most recent book called Fed Up, and you called him, quote, uniquely qualified to explain what's taking place with the economy. Does that mean in terms of job creation credentials he has your proxy at a gathering like this?
No, but it means if he wants to write another book, I'll write another foreword. he said himself, that was an interesting book of ideas by somebody who's not proposing a manifesto for president. And I think to go back and try to take that apart is silly. But let me just use my time for a second, if I might, Brian. I served during the Reagan campaign with people like Jack Kemp and Art Laffer. We had an idea for job creation. I served as a freshman or as a sophomore helping pass the Reagan jobs program. At Newt.org, I put out last Friday the response to the Obama stagnation. The fact is, if you took the peak of the Reagan unemployment, which he inherited from Carter, by last Friday, going month by month under Ronald Reagan, we'd have 3,700,000 more Americans working. When I was Speaker, we added 11 million jobs in a bipartisan effort, including welfare reform, the largest capital gain tax cut in history. We balanced the budget for four straight years. The fact that President Obama doesn't come to the Reagan Library to try to figure out how to create jobs, doesn't talk to any of these three governors to learn how to create jobs, doesn't talk to Herman Cain to learn how to create jobs, tells you that this is a president so committed to class warfare and so committed to bureaucratic socialism that he can't possibly be effective in jobs.
Here's Newt Gingrich saying some things that most Americans actually are thinking. Does that make him the winner or makes him a stronger candidate? 800-510-8255. There's a certain factor that goes with what some people in the news media will say versus what the facts are about these various candidates. And you can sort of make up your mind in situations like this where people come across as being stronger in some areas and not so strong in others, but you don't have anybody there to filter it. You don't need somebody. It's like government. We don't need so much government. You don't need so many people in the news media telling you what to think. Now, having said that, I'm dealing in the world of talk radio and talk television and summarizing on the Countdown show what it is that people are talking about on these various media. So, therefore, we have to get into some of that. Doesn't mean that I like it. Doesn't mean that I agree with it. Just means that we present it as all points of view are presented, and you decide what you think. Don't have to tell you what to think. You figure out what you think. Here is an example of someone trying to tell you what to think. As someone who made a good radio host and is on television now, I actually wish she was still on the radio because she's pretty good at what she does, whether you agree with her or you don't agree with her. She does a great job. From MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, talking to a couple of political analysts, one Melissa Harris Perry, the other is Michael Eric Dyson. Notice these analysts, they all have three names. What is there with that? Anyway, the conversation goes to the most important thing they think that came out of this debate.
I want to give you the opportunity, both of you, to just tell me what you think was the most important outcome of tonight's debate or the most important issue discussed. Melissa, I'd love to start with you.
Well, I mean, certainly there were sort of all of these moments. I was live tweeting it and watching it and feeling, you know, a great deal of angst, in part because John Huntsman kept sounding very reasonable and making good points backed up by facts and data. And yet there was, you know, obviously we're not really talking about Huntsman and whatever it was he was saying, because clearly his positions, which, you know, at some point I think I tweeted, he looks like he'd actually be a reasonable primary challenger for the president, right? I mean, the way that he was talking, the sort of expressiveness with which he was trying to take on really complicated questions, certainly from the right, to the right of where I, for the most part, stand politically, but with a lot of thoughtfulness, and that for the most part has fallen out of our conversation in this sort of postmortem on the debate.
Professor Michael Eric Dyson, what do you think was the most important either issue discussed or political outcome tonight?
Well, I think obviously the Ponzi scheme, some would say faux pas, others would say badge of honor. It is true that Perry appealed to his base, but, you know, you've got to get beyond that base if you're going to win an election. Of course, he's got to win the Republican primary first, and I think that here he looks a little bit less presidential tonight than did Mitt Romney. If Michelle Bachmann lost her Tea Party enthusiasts to Perry, then I think Huntsman, in a sense, as Professor Harris Perry indicated, though reasonable, though articulate, lost that to Mitt Romney. And earlier, Rachel, when you talked about the kind of condescension and the hail fellow well met and sticking his arm around Perry, that may seem as an act of a gesture of condescension, but it turns out to be the performance of a presidential persona. And I think in that way, along with the reasoned judgments he made and the way in which he didn't see too much ground to Perry, Perry had to come in and knock him out the box. He didn't do so. He wasn't overwhelming. He was whelming. And as a result of that, the reality is that Mitt Romney gained ground. I think the Ponzi scheme stuff will come to bite him again, to boomerang back on him. And I think the fact that Michelle Bachmann, as you all have indicated, descended from a higher register to a faded out arena where she no longer has the whole card when it comes to the Tea Party, suggests that there's a two-man race going on between Romney and Perry.
All right, so what do you think of that? That's the observation from the left. Rachel Maddow, one of the most ardent, strident of the left side commentators on television or anywhere in the country, for that matter. 800-510-8255, as we sift through some of your calls and comments. You can follow all of this, and you can get earlier hours of the countdown in our archives. The listen box is handy there at DougStephan.com. Over on the other side at Fox, Greta Van Susteren talks to Herman Cain about the debate, which lasted, by the way, for an hour and 45 minutes.
How do we make these debates more effective for the candidates and more effective for the viewers and the voters?
The way you make them more effective is, first of all, even if we get less questions, Greta, I think you should give the candidates at least a minute and a half to answer the question. Secondly, they need to show a little bit more equity in terms of giving everybody an opportunity to answer, you know, the serious issues. And the third thing is, I would structure them where most of the questions focus on the really big issues that the American people care about. We talked a lot about the economy. We talked a little bit about foreign policy, but I don't think we talked enough about foreign policy. We talked a little bit about energy, but I didn't get an opportunity because of the structure to talk more about my energy approach. Now, the good news is I did get a chance to talk about my bellwether central issue, my 999 economic growth and jobs plan. That's what I wanted to drive home, and I did get an opportunity to do that a couple of times.
All right, so I'm not going to ask you about that, but so let me ask you about foreign policy, since you seem to be a little bit there's a little bit short tonight on the debate on foreign policy. The big issue today is, or right. One of them, is whether or not the president is going to draw down the 3,000 troops at the end of the year, leaving 3,000 troops in Iraq. What do you think about that idea, if indeed that's the president's plan?
I believe that that's a bad idea, Greta. Once again, this president did not listen to the commanders on the ground. The commanders on the ground do not agree with that. Just like the commanders on the ground didn't agree with the drawdown going on in Afghanistan. That's very scary in terms of foreign policy and our position in the world. So I don't agree with it. Why? Because the commanders on the ground don't agree with it. They believe that it is too much, too fast. And I believe it's going to leave the 3,000 there vulnerable.
You know, that's what I don't understand. I mean, it seems to me, I actually suspect, I mean, I really can't believe the president isn't listening to his commanders. So I'm a little bit suspicious that there are commanders telling him 3,000 is fine. I don't know that to be true or not. But is there any reason why you think, if indeed it's true that he doesn't have any commanders supporting him, why would he go ahead and do this, just sort of freelance on this without consulting commanders?
Two reasons, in my opinion. One, to carry out a campaign promise, and secondly, to create a distraction. This president has nothing to talk about in terms of his record on the economy. Zero new jobs created. They are trying to get away from that. So if next year he can say we have pulled out all of the troops out of Iraq, then that'll give him something to brag about, along with the taking out of Osama bin Laden.
All right. Osama, Usama, Wisama is Herman Cain, guy that makes a lot of sense. From Real Clear Politics, quote, we saw within a few days that this president was going to be heavy-handed. He was going to implement his agenda and pay back his political allies. And it just went on from there to Obamacare and then to Dodd-Frank. It's been the most anti-business, and I consider anti-American administration in my lifetime. Who said that? Someone running? No. An important politician? Yes. You want to take a stab at that? 800-510-8255. The debate from Talk Radio's perspective up next on the countdown.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a final excerpt from a conversation about the debate. This is radio host Tim Conway, Jr., talking about the debate and how it really is now down to a two-man race.
Here's Romney and Perry. Mitt Romney and Rick Perry fighting it up. These guys are doing battle. And again, these are the two front runners for the Republican ticket. These guys, one of these guys, I think, is going to win, unless somebody new comes in. All right, here we go.
Well, he had a good private sector record. His public.
This is Perry talking about Romney first.
Well, he had a good private sector record. His public sector record did not match that. As a matter of fact, we created more jobs in the last 3 months in Texas than he created in 4 years in Massachusetts.
Listen, wait a second.
Oh, we can do this all evening.
Yeah, states are different. Texas is a great state. Texas has zero income tax. Texas has a right-to-work state, a Republican legislature, a Republican Supreme Court.
This is all great argument. And Mitt Romney, somebody really sat him down and said, you know, if anybody attacks you on your record, here's how you attack back. And he's right. A right-to-work state, you're going to obviously create more employment because a lot of companies want to move their headquarters or move their, you know, the majority of their corporation to states that have a right-to-work state, and which means you don't have to join a union if you don't want to. I mean, look at Boeing. Boeing took all of their aircraft, or at least most of their production, out of Seattle and took it all down to South Carolina, where they have the right to work state. All of the automotive companies that have been creative, or at least the assembly lines that have been created over the last 20 years, 25 years, are all in the South. You got BMW down there, Volkswagen. It's all in South Carolina, North Carolina, all the right to work state, where they don't have to pay these big, huge union salaries. So that's absolutely an advantage.
Texas has zero income tax. Texas has a right-to-work state, a Republican legislature, a Republican Supreme Court. Texas has a lot of oil and gas in the ground. Those are wonderful things. But Governor Perry doesn't believe that he created those things. If he tried to say that, why be like Al Gore saying he invented the Internet? Look, the reality is...
Wow, Mitt's got to update his jokes.
Michael Dukakis created jobs three times faster than you did, Mitt.
Whoa!
Well, as a matter of fact, George Bush and his predecessor created jobs at a faster rate than you did, Governor.
Whoa! The gloves are off. These guys are going after one another. Oh, boy.
All right. Answer to my question, who said all those things about the administration, the Obama administration? It was Senator DeMint, Senator Jim DeMint. The answer to the question, 51 after, up next, it's the 9/11 situation.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop.
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here from SteveLaw.net on the countdown is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, official attorney for the countdown, looking at some of the issues. We always have 10 things every week that become part of our focus, and there are usually two or three, sometimes four items that beg, they cry, they yell for attention from an attorney who knows his way around, good on his feet, as it were, and Steve is the best at that. I think most of our time today ought to be spent on this September 11th anniversary, which is the appropriate way to refer to it, not a celebration for sure. Absolutely. Are there still suits going on now, Party A versus Party B? I didn't get enough money from the insurance company. The government screwed me. I want to sue all the Muslims. I mean, what has come out of that in terms of the law, and what continues to, is there any law that was made, actually, Steve, out of suits involving this event?
Well, you know, it's interesting because one thing the law is not is quick. And that was one reason why they had that compensation fund that actually did a very good job of weeding out phony claims and paying fairly promptly and determining payments to be made for legitimate claims. That being said, there were a number of people who still did put lawsuits into the courts, and one of the reasons for that was to try and get information that the government would not have otherwise had to have provided as to what kind of security was going on and whether there was any negligence on the part of any agencies or private companies. Those cases still are languishing in the courts, and it gives you a good idea as we come to the 10th anniversary of the attacks, how slow the courts can be, and it probably will be a number of years from now before all of those are indeed exhausted.
What sort of scams developed? One of the things that you've, over the years, created a career around is law as it applies to scamming, ripping people off. There were a lot of people, sadly, after September 11th, who were victimized by the unscrupulous who had set up these boiler rooms, give money for this, give money for that. How much of that still exists?
It still exists, and a new variation will be happening over the next few days. First of all, you had the scammers who just have no ethics, no morality whatsoever, mm-hmm. who would turn up to help the families of victims and gather information, so, you know, saying that they're from the government or various agencies when, in fact, they're making them victims of identity theft. Then, as you indicated, a large issue and one that's being investigated by the New York Attorney General is the number of phony charities, mm-hmm. and some of them semi-phony, which is maybe even worse. The crook just is an out-and-out crook, but the ones that set up a charity and then take all the money or the lion's share and make it pay it to themselves for administrative fees,
right.
That's something else. What we're going to see in the next few days are if people go on social media, such as their Facebook, they are going to have appearing on their wall what will appear to be messages from people they know.
Yep.
They won't be.
Right.
But what it'll do is have them link to a special video about 9/11. That will download malware and take all kinds of information out of their computer and put them in jeopardy.
Yeah, that is an amazing thing, how much stuff you are endangered by. One wonders whether it's more on a Mac than it is an Apple. Are you in danger more? I don't know the
yeah,
answer
you know,
to that question, but
it is. You're absolutely correct. With your Mac, you are less in danger because the scammers have been focusing their attentions on PCs. However, the Macs are catching up, and you're not entirely
oh, goody.
Safe there.
All right. Speaking of not being entirely safe, the severe weather, number 4 in the countdown this week, I'm wondering, as I look around here, how many insurance problems people are having. We know the insurance business is a racket, and oftentimes you get denial for this, that, and the other thing. What do you hear about people having claims denied because of the wild weather that's, most of the country is affected by something this year?
Yeah, it certainly is, and you're right. You look at the policies, and we've seen this after a natural disaster, where you think you're covered, but the insurance company says, no, you'll see in the fine print it doesn't cover here.
Yeah.
Then you go to lawsuits for unfair insurance practices. We're going to see a lot of this. I don't expect the insurance companies to be handing over money readily.
No. So there's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the countdown. Check out his website, stevelaw.net.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Why is